हरे कृष्णा।
इन द पाथ ऑफ भक्ति योगा देयर आर टू स्टेजेस, वन इज कॉल्ड वैदी भक्ति, अनदर वन इज कॉल्ड रागानुग भक्ति। सो वैदी, द वर्ड वैदी मीन्स इट कम्स फ्रॉम विधि, from rules, following the rules and regulations out of a sense of duty. And Raganuga is a stage where one feels spontaneous bhakti for Krishna. For example, you all rise early in the morning for taking bath and coming for Mangala Arati. We may do so more out of a sense of duty. But if we keep doing this Vaidhi bhakti, a stage will come when you will jump from your bed and take a shower and come running to see the beauty of Radha and Damachandra. Even you'll be dreaming about them in the night also. That is what stage? Raganuga stage. So, just like bicycling, when you do in the beginning, we often tend to fall off. But once you learn cycling properly, you don't fall. Just like you walk, when a baby walks, he falls, isn't it? Many times. Newly learning to walk. But as he keeps walking, now nobody needs to hold you, now you can walk very easily. Similarly, from Vaidhi to Raganuga, gradually the progress happens when one especially practices the Vaidhi bhakti very sincerely, seriously, with full attention. So, in our sampradaya, Sri Rupa Goswami Pada has given 64 principles for Vaidhi bhakti, beginning with Adav Guru Pada Ashray. Adho Guru Padashray means one should take shelter of Guru first. So in Prabhupada, ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, so we take shelter of him, that is why we offer Guru Puja for him, we bow down to him. We can only do that if we are touched by his teachings. Because without the Divya Jnan affecting us in our heart and transforming our lives, we will not feel gratitude for him. There are many people who come to this temple and they do namaskar also. That is out of some religious sentiment they do. But all of you are getting educated. So when you are enlightened by the wisdom given by the Acharya, then we should do Acharya Upasana. Acharya Upasana means by worshipping the Acharya, we make very great progress also. So Adav Guru Padashray, Sadharma Pritcha, then one should inquire, asking questions, in which you all are very expert. You ask plenty of this many questions. Sadharma Prachar. And then Vishrambena Guru Seva. Then one should do some seva for the Acharya. Of course, Acharya doesn't need any seva from us. Only he takes service on behalf of Krishna so that we can advance. And Sadh Vartman Vartanam. It is said we should follow in the footsteps of great souls. In this way, beginning with this, one should follow, like Vishnu Vrata or Krishna Vrata means when you come to the visiting the temple, taking darshan of the deities when the arati is going on, and offering namaskar with folded palms, offering prayers to the deities, doing pradakshina of the deities, accepting the charanamrit of the deities, and accepting the flower that is offered to Lord and smelling it, and also accepting the Mahaprasada that is offered to Lord. So all these are actually Vaishnava Vratas. If one does these things with great Shraddha, then one will make a very great progress. Like one smells the flower offered to Lord, one's material desires, the heart will be destroyed. If one drinks Charanamrit regularly, by drinking the Charanamrit also the heart gets purified. So all these items, we take the lotus feet of the Lord on our head also like this. And also, sometimes one is coming from a distance and beholding the chakra on the top of the gopuram, which represents the presence of the Lord in that place. Because Vishnu is called Chakri, or Chakradhari. So that represents the Lord presence. Even when a lot of trees, bushes are hiding the temple, you can still see the chakra from a distance. Offering obeisances and taking darshan with folded palms. So in this way, the Vishnu Vartas are prescribed in the scriptures. And these are all bhakti producing. They are called bhakti janani. One of the aspects is offering water to Tulasi. It is said in the Skanda Purana, anyone who sees Tulasi or is touched by the wind coming from Tulasi or is watering Tulasi or circumambulating Tulasi or prays to Tulasi, all these people will eternally live in Vaikuntha. Like that, there is a statement made. So in our song that we sang for Tulasi Maharani, we are praying that I have only one Abhilash. Please make me your servant or make me servant of one of the gopis of Vrindavan so that I can engage in the divine service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. I am simply servant of all the devotees, but somehow or other I have gone astray. Please engage me in Radha Krishna service. That's the song we sing. So there is a Puranic pastime that one Brahmana called Sudharma along with another Brahmana, they both were walking in a jungle pathway. And it was a very hot sunny day. And suddenly this Sudharma saw a big bush of Tulasi. Immediately he offered obeisances with great reverence. So the other Brahmana didn't offer obeisances because he didn't know the glory of Tulasi. So he asked, why did you do such a dandavat in the middle of the jungle? What happened? So the Brahmana said, come here, we will sit under the tree. It's very hot here. So they went under a shady big banyan tree. And then he told the glories of Tulasi Maharani. He said, long before, when the Samudra Manthan Leela took place, that time the Amrit Kalash came in the hands of Lord Dhanvantri. Dhanvantri became very happy that the end result of the Asuras and Suras milk ocean churning has brought about the Amrit. So Lord, in great accomplishment of success and joy, he cried tears of joy. Those tears, when they glided down his cheeks and they fell in the Amrit Kalash, from that came Tulasi Maharani. So Tulasi Maharani, actually Tulasi Devi is a great devotee of Krishna in the spiritual sky. But Lord gave a blessing that she will also appear in the material world in this form of a Tulasi plant in many places. Anybody who carefully takes care of her and grows her, in this form she will appear and she will be able to bestow mercy on all the jivas. And anybody who circumambulates and waters her, yani kani cha papani, brahmahatyadi kani, even if somebody has done brahmahatya also, they will be relieved of such a grievous sin if they very, with great shraddha, they offer water and offer namaskar and pray that please give me Krishna bhakti with that attitude. So in this way he told the glory of Tulasi Maharani. Immediately that big tree, banyan tree, broke down, getting uprooted from the ground and fell off with a great sound. And both the Brahmanas immediately suddenly got up and they went at a distance to watch it. And out came a great Brahma Rakshasa. So there was also another neighborhood tree. He also got uprooted. Both of them fell off. And from those two came very beautiful looking personalities. They were not Brahma Rakshas. They were two beautiful personalities. Like devatas with shining bodies, with all their kundal and mukut and everything. So then Sudharma looked at them with great surprise. So they said, thank you very much for coming and sitting under our shade and speaking the glories of Tulasi Maharani and Lord Vishnu's pastimes. And then when Sudharma inquired, one of the Brahmanas said, long before I was a demigod in the heaven, so I was actually having a romantic duet song with another devata, one apsara. So playfully I took one bunch of flowers and I was throwing at her. But then it touched her and then it fell off from the top region to one place where some rishi was peacefully performing penance. Agastya Rishi or somebody, I think. It went and fell in his lap like this. Agastya Rishi looked up. You are having romantic affairs and disturbing my penance. So he wanted to curse that apsara because from her only it fell off. But then she thought she is not independent of that fellow. Under whom, she is having affair with that fellow. So better curse that fellow only. So he gave a curse to that fellow that, you know, in your dallying with a woman, don't disturb the parents of others. So like that he gave a curse, you become Brahma Rakshas. But immediately that devata became very worried. He went running down and fell at the feet of the rishi and said, please kindly forgive me. I committed a great offense. Now I am ready to accept the whatever body you give me. But is there any vimochan for me? At that time he said, if you hear the glories of Tulasi and if you hear some pastimes of Lord, Supreme Lord Vishnu, then you'll be free. And the result was, he had become a banyan tree, in which he didn't become banyan tree. He was living as a Brahma Rakshasa in banyan tree for many, many hundreds and thousands of years. And he was hoping, is there any passerby who will come and tell me glories of Tulasi so that I can get liberated from this body? So that day it happened. These two Brahmanas came and sat. And as soon as he heard, immediately he was liberated from that tree. Similarly, there was another tree also, he said. Then he asked, what about you? What happened? He said, I took admission under a guru's gurukul and I was entering service. But at one time I had an argument with the guru and picked up a big fighting and started committing offenses against him. But it was too late. By the time I realized that guru was genuine, and I made unnecessary fight with him. And even without his cursing, on my own I became a Brahma Rakshas. Afterwards, the result of that, when he died, I became like this. I was stuck. So I also don't know how, but by hearing the glories of this Vishnu and Tulasi, I also got liberated from this tree. Thank you very much. So they both thanked him and ascended to the, you know, heavenly regions. So seeing this, Sudharma Brahmana's friend immediately understood the glory of Tulasi. And he also went and bowed down to Tulasi after that. So this is only one pastime I told you. There are innumerable pastimes in scriptures. How there was one thief who was running away from the king's men, police. So he was running away, running away, running away. And then at one point of time, the king's men were about to, you know, send an arrow and pierce him from a distance. So at that time, he fell off to the ground. But he fell on a tulsi bush. So they had sent also the arrow and it pierced his chest also. But by the time Yama Kinkaras came, and they were about to pick him up, they couldn't touch him because he was touching tulsi. It was like that. He is touching Tulasi and they couldn't touch him because of that. Because anyone who is in contact with Tulasi cannot be touched by Yamakingras. That is also said. So Yamakingras were in a great doubt what to do now. So they had to go back to ask their master what to do. By the time this fellow had left the body and attained another body where he became a first class devotee, he couldn't be sent to hell after that. So I just told you how Tulasi is a bhakti janani. Just offering one Tulasi leaf in the food and we give it to Krishna, immediately it becomes acceptable by Krishna. You know, in Dwaraka, once when Krishna had to be given to Narada Muni, all the queens were not ready to leave Krishna. They said to keep Krishna here. And the Narada wanted Krishna. So they said, equivalent tulabhar of golden ornaments we'll give you. Say, they put Krishna on one end of Taraju, on the other end they put all their jewelry and everything, necklaces and everything, huge quantity of gold. But they are wondering why Krishna is so heavy. They have put a mountainous amount of, you know, ornaments and everything, and Krishna is just peacefully sitting. Nothing is moving. So when they called Rukmini what to do, and Rukmini took off all those things. She said, what is the need of all these things? And the Taraju was empty on this side. She just brought one tulsi leaf and put it. Like this, Krishna went out. Immediately. That is why it is a tulasi. Means there is nobody who is in comparison to tulasi's devotion. So one should do the circumambulation and watering of tulasi with great shraddha and bow down to tulasi and beg for her blessing so that we can advance in our bhakti. So all these limbs of bhakti yoga which I am telling you, taking darshan, when will our enthusiasm and eagerness increase to do these things? When we also do them with knowledge. Like it is said, if you enter the temple of Krishna with great samudkanta, samudkanta means with great eagerness to see the deities, then you will not have to enter the womb of another mother in future. It is said, if you do pradakshina of the temple with great shraddha, then you will not do pradakshina of the janma mrityu, jara vyadhi chakra. Like that it is said. The shastras have said many things. So, on one hand, we have to enhance our knowledge of understanding of Krishna and the Krishna vratas, all these things. On the other hand, we have to, whatever shraddha we have, that shraddha, komal shraddha has to be made into more stronger shraddha. So, shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, then what happens? Anarthanavritti. When anarthanavritti takes place, then our bhakti becomes nishtha bhakti. The nishtha bhakti, you will be observing that you will become very steady in devotional service. It will not be like a sinusoidal wave. Sometimes high, sometimes low. Sometimes fired up, sometimes cold. It won't be like that. Always one can be sincere and serious when the complete shraddha comes in these aspects. And amongst all the activities we do in the 64 items, the chanting of the holy name is like the crown of all these activities. And while chanting the holy name, one has to be very attentive. Like, you know, we are offering our consciousness, which is like a ghee, in the ahuti of, in the yajna kund, they offer ahuti, no? Swaha, they do. Similarly, we have to offer our consciousness. So how do we offer? Every mantra we chant, we have to be attentive. That's why we should not try to think of all the 108 beads. We should only think of one, take one beer at a time. And Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Just take one mantra as a project. Now I am going to begin Hare Krishna and end with the last Hare Hare. This one full mantra, I will not let the mind go anywhere. And you will find Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna mind gone. Hey, bring it back again. That's what you have to do. Bring it back again, pay attention. And then you will find Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, mind is gone now. Then later on you will find, full mantra will be over, then the mind will go. And then you will find, 2-3 mantras are over, then the mind goes. You are able to, actually, 2-3 mantras and all will come when our shraddha becomes very masboot, very strong. Actually, we are able to take nice shelter. We feel that Krishna's lotus is my only shelter. Everything else is simply a very nice illusion. It's all drama. Glitter and glamour. All that glitters is not gold. Maya's glamour is for fools. When we understand it, we can firmly take shelter of Krishna's lotus. We can chant many, many mantras in a row without, because there are many vectors pulling us. Hey, what about this? What about that? What about this? This one? That one? You will see. Like a cascade of like a army march past coming. One after another, so many desires are coming because you identify with the material body and material situations. We are very proud of our ability to control things. But the more the shraddha becomes very strong, we will see that the real substance. He said, Namo bina kichu nahi tovaro saudha bhuvana maje Krishna nama sudha kuriya paan Tudavo bhakati vinoda praan Nama vina kichu nahi tovaro saudha bhuvana maje. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, in all these 14 words, I found only one thing that is of some substance. And everything else is like broken pieces of glass, useless, he says. What is that one thing he found? The holy name of Krishna. Which is Krishna himself, descended in the form of a name. He says that everything else appears stale and putrid in this world. So he is able to understand that glory of holy name, value of holy name. And as the value of holy name is understood by us with full conviction, and the attention will increase. So with attention, with awareness and absorption, these three A's are very important. You have to chant with attention and not let the mind wander away. And awareness means like knowledge. Knowledge of the value of holy name and value of all the 64 limbs of bhakti yoga, that's awareness. And absorption. Absorption means actually forgetting the environment and external worries, past, future, and any other concerns, at least during the time of chanting. Let everything else wait. With full absorption. Actually, absorption means you are into it, we can say. What are we? We are into it. You've seen people into it. Like somebody is studying for examination, some competitive exam. They forget the watch and forget the lunch box. They are into it. So chanting also we have to do in a mood of being into it fully. It's a project actually. 2 hours project every day. And take them all. Now let us do this project today very effectively. That's what everybody likes. You all like projects, no? So take this project. Instead of doing just computer programming, you do this. Because this is a real laboratory work. In spiritual life, what is laboratory work? Practical. Take the bead and try to chant. Many people say, I can sing beautifully, I can speak beautifully, I can do this, I can do that. You can tell them, try to chant nicely. That is real work, homework to be done. So nobody will want to chant one extra round beyond 16 rounds. It's very tough for many. So our real love for God will be tested by how sincerely we chant. Because this is the barometer of spiritual life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Nam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisance to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like this.